Hey, good morning, my friends. We are in day 7, which is entitled Achieving Wholeness. And I'd like to begin by reading straight from the great writings of the Rambam Maimonides, who in Hilchos Deos, in his Laws of Character Traits, says, and I quote, Asur la'adam la'anig atzmo b'derech chalakot u'pitui, that it's usur, it's forbidden for a person to accustom himself with words of chalakot is smooth and pitui is like deception. V'lo yeh echad b'peh v'echad b'lev. And a person shouldn't be one in his mouth and one in his heart. Ila tocho kabaro, but he should be tocho kabaro, which is a line that the Rambam got from Pirkei Avot, the ethics of our fathers, that your outside should reflect what's going on the inside. You should be a whole person. That's why I call this chapter wholeness. Va'inyan shebelev hu adavar shebepeh, and that which is going on within your heart internally, that's what should be coming out of your mouth. Meaning we should try to live in existence that's complete, that's whole, that's not like I'm feeling one thing, but I'm saying something different. I'm thinking one thing, but I'm saying, you know, like always kind of monitoring and changing, but we should be like who we are and just express on the outside who we are on the inside. Of course, we need to have certain social graces. We can't tell everybody all the time exactly, you know, what we're thinking. Oh, I don't really like the way you look. Or I don't really like the way you said. You know, you have to be a couple of social graces, but it does create inner turmoil when you present yourself in one way, which is inconsistent with your true self. This can create all sorts of kind of turmoil and conflict. And it's just a much more peaceful life to just be who you actually are. And people like that. There's an expression, I don't know if it's salt of the earth or, you know, what you see is what you get. People just are attracted to genuine, authentic people who seem to really express who they truly are. And the Rambam continues to say, "Va'aso lignov data briot." It's also forbidden to steal the minds of briot, meaning you're not permitted, according to halacha, according to Jewish tradition, to allow people to think one thing when something else is not true. And he says this applies to Jews and non-Jews alike. And he gives an example: Lo yimkor le'nachri b'sar nevela b'mkom b'sar shchuta, that a person should not sell, let's say, meat as though it is non-kosher. Non-kosher meat as though it is kosher, because we know that kosher meat is more expensive and you're kind of dressing it up as kosher and therefore it's worth more money. So I'm going to sell it to a non-Jew and he's going to pay me more money even though it's not worth the same amount. And all sorts of examples of like misrepresentation or fraud. And we're not permitted to put someone in a situation where they are thinking one thing when something else is not true. I remember years ago when I was a student at Yeshiva University in college, I remember I was so annoyed because I watched them build the beautiful Max Stern Athletic Center. And when I was in college, we didn't have such a beautiful gym. I was on the track team. I used to have to run around Washington Heights. I remember that was the old joke. That's why the YU track team was so successful, wearing a yarmulke in not such a great neighborhood. So we ran faster, but finally the gym was built. And then they came up with this crazy rule: no graduate students can use the gym or the pool. They didn't want men and women swimming in the pool at the same time. It's a yeshiva. And I was a graduate student by the time the gym was built. I was already in rabbinical school, which is a graduate program. So technically, I wasn't allowed to use the gym, but I had my ID from college, and I looked basically the same. So I started flashing my college ID, and they let me right in until I spoke with one of my teachers, and he said, you know, that's Ganevis Das. You're presenting yourself as one thing, as an undergrad, when actually you're a graduate student. And I said, well, you know, the guard at the door, he's not Jewish. Does it matter? Yes, it does matter. You're not permitted to do this to anyone. And it was a bummer. But those little bummers and those restrictions, even though they're inconvenient at times, they enable us to express who we are, not to feel that inner turmoil and kind of like fudge things. It's a very, very beautiful idea. Also, I didn't mention this in the chapter, but there's a verse in the Torah concerning the Ark of the Covenant. It says in Exodus 25:11, from within and from without, you shall cover it. And the Ark itself should be covered in gold. We know that the Ark of the Covenant was covered in gold, but there should be not only gold on the outside, but also on the inside. And Rava, the great Talmudic sage on this verse, said in the Talmud, this alludes to the idea that any Torah scholar whose inside is not like his outside, meaning whose outward expression of righteousness is really insincere, is not to be considered a Torah scholar. You want to be straight. Mi baitu mi chutz tetzipena, the Torah says. Rava says, kol tamen chacham eino she'eino tocho kabaro, whose inside is not like the outside, eino tamen chacham. Very, very beautiful lesson for us to think about as we try to improve and to perfect ourselves, to make sure that we are not experiencing any of that little turmoil that surfaces when we say something that's really not expressing what's going on. Again, we have to have some social graces. We can't just have no filter. That's not a good idea either. But where we act on the outside should ultimately mirror who we are on the inside. Have a wonderful day.